Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 17:24. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. This is a proverb about boundaries. Boundaries establish beginnings and endings. Boundaries are separation markers that provide clarity in distinguishing lines of ownership. In other words, they are a good and necessary thing. Land boundaries permit the farmer to know the extent of his property holdings. Knowing this tells him where to plow and where not to plow, for he has no business plowing on his neighbor's land. Traffic lines establish boundaries. When traveling along at 65 miles per hour with a closing rate of 130 miles per hour between cars, aren't you glad that there are centerline boundaries to give each driver direction? Where there are no boundaries, there is only confusion. In this proverb, we are told that wisdom is a boundary to those who have understanding. It provides fencing to guide or limit the actions of the one who understands. It provides a framework that, if followed, will guarantee real success in life. Wisdom provides principles of conduct that separate those things which are helpful from that which harms. Wisdom warns of danger. A person who is governed by wisdom voluntarily limits himself to that which wisdom allows. Wisdom is the center of his thoughts, his motives, and his pursuits. Wisdom's boundaries provide order to life. Every desire, everything for which he has affection, every talent that he has been given finds a proper place within the boundaries of wisdom. Those who possess wisdom seek to regulate their affections, desires, and talents within wisdom's boundaries. The person who has understanding is content and satisfied with wisdom, having no need to look to the ends of the earth, as does the fool. Those who possess understanding agree with Psalm 19:8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. But the fool's eyes are never satisfied, for he says, "No God for me." As we read in Proverbs 27:20, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. The fool says, "No boundaries for me, no fences for me. Let my eyes gaze where they will and let them wander from one thing to another. Let my thoughts roam to and fro unhindered, and let them scatter and not settle on anything that may cause me good. I do not want anything that is absolute, definite, settled, and fixed. I love to stay in the grays of life. Let me care for those things that are the furthest away, those things that are in the ends of the earth. My eyes crave those things. The fool has compassion on the starving millions, but no desire to help the neighbor next door. The fool halts between two opinions. No need to take sides if he can help it. Why rock the boat and commit myself today to one side, for it may be more profitable to commit to the other side tomorrow? So the desire of fools to look to the ends of the earth is the weapon of Satan. Satan's purpose is to turn the mind from that which is substantial to that which is insubstantial. The fool is turned from that which is relevant to that which is irrelevant. He misses that which is important and grasps the unimportant. How sad that the unimportant takes the place of that which is of eternal value. How we fail in keeping wisdom before our eyes. How we fail in our understanding. Where are our eyes or our thoughts during prayer? Are they on the ends of the earth instead of on the object of our worship, Jesus Christ? Do we turn our eyes upon Jesus, as the song says? Do we put our mouth on cruise control without entering our minds and hearts into prayer? Where are our eyes during the teaching of the Word of God in church and in Sunday school? Wisdom is before him that has understanding, Wisdom is our guardian, our guide, our protector, our teacher. Our eyes are to be single, not letting our eyes focus on the ends of the earth as the fool. Proverbs 23:26 says, "My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways." God knows that if he captures our heart, he will capture our eyes. Our duty as God's children is to fix our eyes on wisdom, and there we shall find understanding.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.